Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I am your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rick, we've got a great show lined up for the folks that comes right out of my life experience, and those to me are always the funnest shows to have. It was amazing. I was driving home from work a couple of weeks ago, and lo and behold, I had to stop in a traffic jam, and I'm looking, and I can't figure out why is it that nobody's moving either direction down Kavanaugh Street. And what did I discover? That there was a turtle that decided that it needed to cross the road. And I got to tell you, the darn thing was slow as a turtle. Across the road.
Oh, yeah.
So it caused quite the jam. But it made me ask the question, why does the turtle cross the road?
Right.
I figured that's a great topic for today.
Yeah, as one of my employees said, it's because the chicken owed him some money.
Yeah, so it could be. But it just so happens we're blessed with experts, because when we're talking about turtles in the wild, the other thing we're going to talk about are frogs, because I had a frog adventure too. And I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Yeah,
but we've got Jim Harding, who's going to be coming on the show from Michigan State Department of Zoology. And in the state of Michigan, it's probably Jim. I mean, when it comes to who wrote the book.
He
wrote four of them.
He and his colleagues over there at Michigan State University are known throughout the state. And the one thing I can say is we've hired a lot of college students that go to Michigan State and become zoology degree majors and hopefully go out and get a zoology job. But within that whole department, there's not a student that doesn't know Jim Harding.
Right.
He's like the legend of MSU when it comes to reptiles and small reptiles and amphibians and such. And what is it that happens in Michigan in that respect? He knows everything that goes on. Nothing crawls around without his knowledge.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of them in nature. It was interesting because I was looking out of our back window one day, and all of a sudden I saw this really bright green frog climbing up the screen of our back window. And it was really odd. I didn't know why the heck is this frog climbing it. And it turns out, I guess it was a tree frog.
Yeah.
And evidently, when my niece, who's only 4 years old, was over, she opened the screen not knowing what was going on and must have evidently let him in. Because that night, I'm sitting downstairs on my computer when I hear a scream out of my wife. And it just so happened this frog leaped out of nowhere and landed on her foot. And it just made me think, oh my goodness, these are crazy out in nature, but would people try and keep them as pets?
Yeah.
And it made me think, boy, you know, Jim's the expert on the animals in nature, but not all animals in nature are necessarily meant to be pets.
Right.
And the expert when it comes to pets at home are your folks at Preuss Pets. So we're going to have Jason in from the reptile department to talk about pets, frogs and turtles that make good pets.
Yeah, Jason's been with me for a whole lot of years, and he's another one of those exceptional employees that spends a lot of time not only at the store but at home doing a lot of research and understanding the basic physiology and then the ecology for which these animals come from. And that's the kind of excitement that I share with the community, is that we've been doing this now for 30 years, and he kind of brings an exemplary service to the community, because that information ends up getting transcribed, if you will, into how do you responsibly care for any of these animals if you decide to bring them under your roof as opposed to the natural wild that's outside. As a general rule, we generally discourage anyone from bringing an animal from the out of doors indoors and care for it. They are probably much better served out there. Instead, maybe a journey into the pet store and having a fun little exploration. We tend to suggest and encourage animals that really work well in the home environment, and quite commonly, the outdoor animals that you see outdoors are not those animals that you want to have, either because they're illegal to have or they're just not very appropriate to keep in captivity. So I'm anxious to get Jim on the show. He's a very intelligent and very passionate individual. And then beyond that, it's nice to get Jason in here to talk a little bit more about what it takes to be a responsible pet keeper, which is coming right up.
Right. Well, you mentioned 30 years, and we don't have a lot of time left in this segment, but I do want to bring up a 30-year event that you're going to be doing as part of your 30 years in business celebration. Talk a little bit about the fundraiser you've got coming up for Ingham County Animal Control.
So I was at a benefit for Ingham County Animal Control, and as part of the auctioned items, I picked up Throw Out the First Pitch. So we've parlayed that into a big event to contribute greatly, hopefully, with your help out there in the public, to the Ingham County Animal Shelter. The idea is that you come into Pruce Pets and donate $20 or more, and we will give you not only free tickets to the Labor Day game, but also a free commemorative T-shirt that'll talk about not only us, the game, and the great services that Ingham County Animal Shelter provides. Mm-hmm. So if you really love it out there at the Animal Shelter, what they do, what they stand for, if you love the Lugnuts baseball, and if you love Pruce Pets, come on in and donate $20 or more to Ingham County Animal Shelter, and we will actually provide you with a free ticket and a free T-shirt.
Well, that's a tremendous move by you. And Rick, another move of appreciation that we're going to be involved with is, if you missed us earlier this summer out at Joey's Pet Outfitters out at the dog park, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be back out there again doing a live show. And Rick, as we proved the last time and every time, when we're out there live, you never know.
You never know. I was figuring the dogs were going to throw us out last time. We had a little bit of communication problem, but we've got that straightened around.
Well, Derek mentioned something about dunking you in the pond, but I don't know if that's true.
All right. Hey, it wasn't my fault.
I don't know if that's true, but we're going to have a good time out there.
All right.
Not this coming weekend, but the weekend of August 4th for Customer Appreciation Day.
I would recommend for anyone who has a calendar in front of them or can remember this, August 4th, the idea is that you won't see a better dog park in the area. It's fantastic what he's done out there, and unless you've gone out to look at it, you can't appreciate it.
Right. Well, and plus it's free to go there that day, and also great prizes. So we're going to have fun with that, and we've got a great show today, so let's speed up instead of going like turtles. Let's get the show started right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas? Questions? Suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets.